Hola, excuse me, and welcome to Goading Tongue Podcast. This is your girl, The Oracle, and I'm back with another episode. I'm a little hyped because I'm recording. I'm getting them out there. I first would like to say you must be 21 years of age or older to tune into this podcast. Again, you must be 21 years of age or older to tune in. So, welcome back. I have another episode. Since I had sex. A fresh episode. Yeah, because it was this morning. So, I'm on my way to a doctor's appointment, which I'm running late for it, thanks to being up late. I need to get my life together because I'm getting old and hanging out late night, early mornings, which was always my thing, mainly because I'm a single mom, but it's given, like, with age, it's starting not to be my thing, but that's neither here nor there. What I came to talk about, I want to talk about car sex, specifically because I had car sex last night. I want to say the first successful car sex I've ever had was last night. But before I get into that, I want to talk about my history with car sex. I absolutely hate car sex. Like, I hate 69, but some people like to do it. Some men like to do it. I want to say the very first time I tried to have car sex was with my first love. I was a teenager. I was young, maybe 18, 19, I want to say, possibly. We've been fucking since I was 15, so I don't know. Somewhere in between that age range. He had an F-150 pickup truck. I'll never forget. Blue. I don't know. We found a quiet, dark block in North Philly. It was like right before you jump on the expressway, but there wasn't that much traffic. And it was like, you know, we start messing around to have sex. And back then, I wasn't sucking dick. So it was just giving straight sex. I'm tall and I'm fat, y'all. And this is why car sex, I've never liked car sex. Like, it's a lot of work for somebody that's tall. Been fat? Oh, Jesus. I've always been tall and fat. Back then, of course, I was a lot smaller. But it wasn't working out. Like, it's small in there. Like, you know, had we went in the back and fucked in the back, you know, that would have been something, which lets me know I always been the exhibitionist, but he wasn't for that shit. Shit, he wasn't even for rolling the windows down. Excuse me. I'm trying to ride him. I'm hot as shit. I'm like, oh my God, I need to roll the windows down. I go to roll the windows down. He's like, are you crazy? Rolls them back up. It's fogging in this bitch. Like, what are you, sir? Now it is winter time, but baby, it is hot as shit in this car because of what we're doing. And I said, like, I can't do this. Like, I'm getting claustrophobic. Get me out of here. So yeah, that didn't work. I mean, we tried to have sex, and actually, that wasn't the first time we tried to have sex. Now that I'm thinking about it, in the car, that would have been the second time. The first time, well, that was the closest to sex. We did get some in. The first time, we had drove to this plateau in Philadelphia. It's a park where people go to have sex. Like, everyone's in the parking lot, but everybody knows what's going on. We tried to, but it was just not the right time. I didn't even want to have sex. And then it was just a struggle. We were in the back seat of one of his cars. I can't remember what car it was. And it just wasn't working. And I was like, let me just get out. And he was like, absolutely not. Are you crazy? And I was like, oh, okay. So we didn't have sex, though, that first time we attempted. This was the first time we actually did have sex in the F-150 pickup. Yeah, whatever. That was what it was. Fast forward, the next time I tried to have full-blown car sex was with my sexual soulmate. We met at this Fairmount Park, like right before you get into North Philly. Me and him met. We tried to have sex in his car, being as though his car was bigger. Now, this is a little bit embarrassing. I still laugh thinking about it. It may not be funny because you had to be there to see it. But I had just came from home showering, oiling up. So I'm freshly smothered in coconut oil, okay? Which makes me slippery. So in his car, and it's getting there. We're about to fuck. So I was like, let me just try to sit on top of him. He's in the driver's seat and ride him. So I go over it, and the armrest in the middle. I'm so slippery. My arm slips, and I like almost fall. But I try to act like it didn't happen and just keep it going because it was giving sexy until then. And he was like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Shit, you're fucking up the move. Act like you didn't just see me almost break my damn neck." Epic fail. Try to get on top of him, which I felt like would have been an easier route. It didn't work out. Again, I am tall. So, okay. Those were my only attempts that I can remember at having car sex. It's just not for me. Now, I've sucked dick in cars. That has been a success. I want to say mainly my sexual soulmate. I've sucked his dick quite a few times. I know this one time we had like a late night, early morning session at my house. And it was supposed to be late night and then he'd leave. But for some reason, we fell asleep. He fell asleep on my couch. I fell asleep on my living room floor. Don't ask me why, y'all. Me on the floor. I like sleeping on the floor. So, when we wake up, he's like, "Oh shit, it's morning time. I gotta get out of here." Okay. So I was like, "Let's go." So we're driving. I'm driving him home, and I mean, it wasn't even a. We weren't in the car long, and he. I don't even think we even got in the car before he mentioned how he's horny. It is morning time, so that morning would, you know. So I'm like, well. I mean, we could have fucked. He was just like, "Well, damn." I'm like, "You said you had to go." So he's hard, and I don't know if I told him to pull it out. He pulled it out. He pulled it out, I think, and I start stroking his dick while I'm driving. And like at a stop sign, I would suck his dick. But he's 1,000% like, I don't want to say, I guess nervous is the right word. He is not okay with this. He's uncomfortable. So I'm like, "Oh shit, he's not feeling this." So he's like, "Man," he was like, "You know, like, this is different for me because I'm a man. If I get caught with my dick out," I'm like, "it's easier for you to put your dick away, but okay." But he was like, "I got a big dick," and which he does. He does. He got some good dick, y'all. I'm like, "Okay, whatever." So he puts it away. He's too scary. Boo. Y'all know I'm an exhibitionist. Now, back then, I didn't know what it was, but looking back in the past, the sex I've had is 1,000% clear. I was always an exhibitionist since the day I lost my virginity. Which I actually had an episode about that on my last podcast. I need to run that back. But anywho, so he doesn't want his dick sucked while driving. So we wind up pulling over by the Dell, which is in North Philly, like right after we got out the park. We pulled over somewhere and I sucked his dick until he came, you know, went on about his life. Another time I sucked his dick, which is actually in the car, which is actually recent. Now, again, I'm an exhibitionist. I have been dealing with my sexual soulmate sexually for about almost 7 years on and off. We've been fucking. I've had this podcast in between that time. I've had the Oracle page. I mean, you know, I'm a pretty honest person. I talk about things that I like, you know. So this was years ago when I tried to suck his dick. Years ago. I want to say recently, which was like June, I think. Yeah, that's the last time we fucked, June. He hits me up and asks me to meet him on Kelly Drive. Now, he's not big on having sex outside because that's just not him. Even when we try to have that sex, we try to have sex in the car and I fell. We wind up like, let's just go outside, hurry up real quick. He did like a real quick quickie outside the park. So he's not really big on it. But he called me, he hit me up and he's like, you know, meet me on Kelly Drive, which is not like him. I'm like, okay. So I get to Kelly Drive. Now this is the same night, like the same exact night, I just came from sucking Big Homie's dick, which I talked about. But we didn't fuck. So I just went to the house, brushed my teeth, washed my face. Just to let y'all know, I freshened up. I have on nothing but a trench coat. So when I meet him, I'm not changing. So I get to Kelly Drive. We're trying to find somewhere to fuck. We're talking. I think we smoked. Again, he's not an exhibitionist, y'all. I see plenty of places we could have fucked. But it's like becoming daytime. People are running, jogging. He not about this life. So he's like, oh, man, I don't know. All right, let's just go back in the car. Okay, sir. Go back in the car. And I want to say that was some of the best car head I gave. I don't know what it is about this man specifically, but I feel like if anyone could ever vouch for my head game, it would be him. Like, I've given him some of the best head ever. Like, my best head game has been on that dick. His dick has gotten the best of me. So I'm sucking his dick, and it's just, I don't know, it's just everything. It feels good. It's a vibe. It's passionate. He's playing with my pussy, which I'm coming from him just playing with me. Our sex in general, he is still the number one at the number one spot. There are a couple people up there with him at the number one spot, but he's number one. Like, it's something about my body that loves his body. We just don't get along. So I gave him some amazing fucking head, and that was pretty much it. I think he had tents. He had tents. I don't know if they were light or not. I was parked right next to him, but I don't have tents. Never do I. So, yeah, I don't know if people, I'm sure people knew what we were doing, was that we're walking past, but it was giving, who cares? In my eyes, who cares? I hope y'all see this show that I'm fucking putting on, because this shit is it. But after giving him head in his car, eventually, he's like, let's go back to the house. So we go to his house, of course, and finish. So that was the sex I've had with him in the car. I did give head to one other person in a car that I can remember. And this was the funnest head I've ever given. Funnest. Not the best, but the funnest. I'm going to call him Cuz. This is years ago. For some reason, I'm on one of the back blocks around 69th Street. Cuz meets me. Now, Cuz had been trying to sleep with me since, I don't even know. I definitely picked up that he had been flirting with me. At least when I turned 18, I realized he was flirting with me. I might have said something to him about 20 at 20-something. I'm like, yo, do you be flirting with me? He's like, yes. So Cuz is like my cousin. So when I seen it, I just, you know, I kind of like, maybe it's in my head. Like, you know. So I asked my grandma, you know, about our relationship. Like, I knew we weren't related for real, but through family. So he's like my cousin, and it's like, we grew up like we're cousins, but we're not technically related. And my grandma was like, yeah, y'all not related, so y'all can do whatever. Y'all, that's not really your cousin. I said, okay. Even though the bitch should call me cuz sometime and it irks me. I don't mean to call him a bitch, but stop it. It's kind of weird that you want to call me cuz, and bitch, I still should be calling him a bitch. But you're trying to fuck me. I have to put my mouth on your dick a couple times. So, I definitely talked about cuz in my last podcast, specifically something else. It was more of a serious episode, which I don't know if I want to re-record it, but I'll think about it because it was a bit serious. It wasn't a fun episode. But anywho, moving on. So cuz meets me, the 69th Street. We're hanging out in my car. And I think, so cuz had, we've been talking, I've seen his penis, he has a big dick. I know I got a weakness for big dicks. The only issue with cuz, outside of the cousin thing, once I squared that away with my grandma, it was okay. But the issue was, cuz had a girlfriend, turned fiance, but at the time his girlfriend, or turned wife actually, but he had a girlfriend. That's one thing I don't play. I don't deal with men who are in relationships. Have I done it a few times? Yes, I'm not innocent. But it's not something that I like. It's not something that I'm willing to do. Especially now, I will not do it. The only men that I fuck that are in relationships or married or engaged are men who have permission to do it. I'm in a lifestyle. It's so many married couples, all kind of shit. So it's not a problem fucking a man who has a woman. The problem is if she doesn't know. And that was the case in this situation. So he's in my car. We're talking. He pulls his dick out, of course. He wants me to suck his dick so bad. So we're watching porn, I think. That's how we started. I think we started watching porn. Was it home porn? Because he likes realistic porn. I think he might have put on the kind of porn he liked. We were talking about it, pulled his dick out. I might have, massaged it somewhat. He massaged it some. So he like, let's go to the crib. I'm like, all right. And we start driving to his apartment or wherever they were living at the time. I don't know, his house. And I don't know. I just got this bright idea to start sucking his dick at the stop signs and the red lights. So whenever that car stopped, my mouth was on his dick. Don't ask me why. So we're at stop signs. Not a long drive, though. We're at stop signs, red lights. I think at one point someone seen us that was right next to us because they were in a truck that was kind of higher up. My car is low. It was my small. I had a small car, too, at the time. But the car is low. So it was like some Hispanics or something. That doesn't bother me because at the end of the day, I'm an exhibitionist. People seeing me have sex, depending on the realm, most times it turns me on. So it gets me going. But it's like lights, camera, action. So, yeah, I'm sucking his dick at the red light stop sign, which is just everything for me because I don't even know what this is, but it's turning me the fuck on. We get close to his house, his girlfriend calls. This is where he lost me. So girlfriend calls, he's like, all right, hold on, this is my girl, can you pull over? So not hold on and be quiet, you want me to pull over? I had to pull over. He got out the car and was talking to her on the phone while walking. Now we're like around the corner from where they live at the time. So I don't know if like Sixth Sense or something went off on, I don't know. But it's giving what? Okay. And I'm just sitting here and everybody that ride past is looking like her to me. And see, this is why I don't fuck with people, man. I said, this ain't for me. And I left. He called me like, what happened? I'm not doing this shit. Call me when you get permission. Which he never got because shit, he tried to fuck me recently. And he's a full-blown Mary. Now, I'm like, yo, it ain't happening, Captain, until you fucking get permission. He's going to offer me money. and it's given no. I'm okay, sir. Until you get permission. I'm going to put my mouth on your dick too many times. And, yeah, that ain't it. So that was all of the car adventures I've had in the past. Now, last night, this car adventure was a lot different because I came. It's me. But, and this is with, my last podcast, I talked about him. I think I call him Mr. SC. I can't remember, Mr. South Carolina or Mr. South. I don't really know what I called him. I think it was SC, Mr. and Mrs. SC. So this is the couple that I had met at Sinner's Paradise one night. Now, I'm changing his name to Mr. South. So come to find out, their boyfriend and girlfriend, they haven't been together that long, 3 months, I think he said. She lives in South Carolina. He lives up here in Philly. So they're in a long distance relationship. He's not from South Carolina. He's from Louisiana. Southern boy. That nigga's definitely from the South. But he's so cute to me. So I'm calling him Mr. South. Now, like I said, when I first met Mr. South, there was this animalistic connection. At least I thought. I mean, it's there. But what I thought he was, he is not. So, Mr. South, we were supposed to link. Was it this Tuesday that passed? Yeah, I believe it was this Tuesday. Yep, it was this Tuesday. Because I messed with Mr. Tall. We didn't link. So, I think he had hit me up yesterday. He was on his way from South Carolina from seeing his girlfriend. And I thought they both were, but that's when I found out it was just him. And he wanted to see me. He was going to pizza and porn at the Bush. Now, I frequent the Bush. I hadn't been in a while. I've taught classes, oral sucking dick classes at the Bush. Me and the owner, we're cool. So I was like, let me see what's going on. He was like, I'm going to the Bush, so, you know, you want to go. I kind of figured that the event was going to be sold out because it's the last pizza and porn of the year. And pizza and porn began sold out. So I was like, all right, I'll go with you if I can get in. Go look. The tickets are sold out, of course. So I just hit up the coordinator like, hey, you know, let me slide in. So he was like, all right. So I slide in. And once I get there, that's when I let Mr. South know I'm coming for sure. I'm already there. So I'm just chilling. He comes in. We hug. And we're talking. And this is where I'm learning more and more about him. In this situation, where he's from. He's young. He's 31. He said he's 31. I thought he was younger than that. Vibrant. New to the lifestyle. Which I am too. He's so cute though. I don't know something about him. It just gives me so cute. I don't even know what to say. We were hanging out, you know. It's really no room in here. So I'm sitting. A man gave me his chair earlier. I'm supposed to be standing because I'm like the last person to come on the list. So I'm supposed to be standing, but this guy gives me his chair. So I'm sitting. And Mr. South is standing next to me. And I just have moments where I want to do things. Like, I don't know. When I'm vibing, I just want to do things. However, I tend not to do those things because I don't know how certain people will feel because I'm a real passionate person, and I want to say lovey-dovey when I'm with you. I know how to cut it the fuck off when I leave you. It's an in-a-moment thing, like when I'm around you, like, you know? I guess it's kind of like what Mr. Delaware said. He said, I'm nonchalant, then I'm chalant. He said, like, I'm very caring and passionate, but once I cross the threshold of his house, it's just like, bitch, who are you? but you got to turn it on and off because niggas turn it on and off. And you never know. I never know what kind of nigga I'm getting. So I ain't never trying to make a nigga think that I'm going to be this girl that's going to be attached to them and, like, smother or bother them. Because that ain't me. But if you show me passion and, you know, Karen kind of acts, I'm going to do the same. So I just had this urge, because he's standing literally right next to me, to wrap my arm around his leg like a hug, but then start playing with his penis like while I'm hugging his leg. That was just in my head for a long time. And we're just talking, you know, the show starts. Soon as the show starts, he hugs me, like, and, like, just hugs me, smothers me. That makes me go more, even closer to his leg. And, like he just wanted me on him. So, I did. I wrapped my arm around his leg, and I started playing with his penis, mainly the head of the penis, while the show was going on. I'm caressing his legs, the back of his calves, all of that. And I can tell he's being turned on because he just keeps gripping me up. Like, the hug turned into him gripping me up. And then I take his hand, and I put his hand on my boob. So he's caressing my breast. But then I'm like, I put his hand inside my shirt. So he goes inside my shirt. And we're just, you know, fondling with each other, you know, while we're watching the show. And the show is a woman, she's having impact play done to her. So she's getting her ass whooped, basically. It's also a sensory play too going on. So we're watching the show and we're just, you know, messing with each other. So I am getting hot. He is getting hot. We're horny and fucking hot, right? So I'm like, oh Lord, I'm not supposed to be fucking him. Like, the goal was not to fuck him tonight, but it's giving him, I might fuck him tonight. At the time is how I was feeling. So after the show is over, I stand up and we're talking and we start dancing. So I'm dancing and we're dancing. We dance to a couple of songs. We're talking while dancing. And this nigga says, like, he's talking about how good his dick is. And I'm like, it's okay, babe. I hear you. I trust you. Like, so he's talking about how good his dick is. And then he mentions how it's so good he don't have to eat coochie. And he doesn't even eat pussy often. Stop the motherfucking press. You don't do what? Why? I said, damn. I don't want to dance no more. That is a hard no for me. That is, it's a deal breaker. Me and Mr. Delaware had this conversation recently. He was trying to come back and mess with me. And, no, Mr. Delaware has eaten my coochie quite a few times, but he doesn't do it every time we have sex. And I was telling him, like, if a nigga don't eat my pussy, I cut him off. Now, it's usually the first time we have sex, and you don't eat my coochie, I cut you off. But like I said, Mr. Delaware has eaten my coochie quite a few times, especially the first time we had sex. So he basically was telling me that's kind of immature to just cut people off and not give them a warning that that's a deal breaker for me. So I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to be more vocal this time around. I'm going to be vocal. So I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Ain't going to work because what? He's talking about something. I haven't eaten my girl coochie yet. Granted, they only been together 3 months. That's a long ass motherfucking time. So for you to have been with this girl and not eat her coochie? Oh, fuck no. Oh, absolutely not. Uh-uh. Not me. Not I, said the cat. So I'm like, damn. He didn't eat his girl coochie. Now, I will say when we were standing during the show and we were just, you know, messing around with each other, he bent down and he kissed me. And when he kissed me, he was like, I usually don't kiss. He said, that's one of the things I don't do. Like, I know couples have their thing where they may not or may do certain things. And lots of times, one of the things is kissing. It's too intimate. So that wasn't like a shocker. So he was like, one of the things I don't do is kiss. But he kissed me. And he was like, but for you, I might, you know, make an exception. Which he kissed me a few times that night. Which, oh, cool. But the night you coochie? You're going to have to find somewhere in your heart, in your tongue, in those lips to figure that shit out. Because to not eat my coochie, to not kiss me, I can go with that. But to not eat my coochie, that's a hard, hard note. Because I love giving oral. I love sucking dick. The shirt that I'm wearing wearing last night said, I'm a Gucci hoochie. Specifically talking about that part in between the man's balls and his ass, which I had talked to him about because he didn't really know what I was talking about. Because I'm like, look, then I get all up in the shit, okay? Like, I'm eating a nigga ass. I don't eat every nigga ass, but you talking about shit on what? And then he don't eat ass. Of course, if he ain't out here eating coochie. I just got real stressed. My whole night. Just weird. It went from this about to be some of the best things I've ever had to, huh? I don't think I can do this.
Oh, I had to take a break. I had to go to the doctor's office. I'm a hoe, you know, so I get tested frequently, so I had to go get checked out. But, anyhow. Yeah, so him not eating coochie, not eating ass, oh my gosh. This is the complete opposite than what I thought he was. Because the night that I met them, I'm like, my period is on, so I can't do anything with y'all. And he just kept trying me. He was like, come on, we gonna put you in the tub. Which later on, when we talked about it, he was just like, you know, when I'm drunk, I be saying stuff. I'm just like, oh, not a fraudulent freak. Oh, Lord, no. I mean, we do still have a vibe. Like, we vibe well. We really do. But to not eat coochie and not eat ass? Oh. When I say I like nasty sex, those are the things that we're doing. Like, we're eating ass. We're eating private parts, like toes. I don't put toes in my mouth. The men do. It's just, what? Ugh. Stressed me out. So, that kind of took my mood somewhere else. And my mood changes. Things will change. I was getting close to the end of the night. I had to go pick up my kids. So, I'm like, I had to pick up my kids. So, he walks me to my car. And we talk a little bit. He's like, well, you know, see if you can come back out. I'm like, I'm going to try. But I don't know. He's like, well, just leave him where he is. I really can't. And there's no reason to, at this point, do any of these things, go above and beyond to try to accommodate you. Well, I'll be accommodating myself as well. But there's no reason at this point. You don't need coochie. I don't have a reason to want to leave my kid and get cursed out later. Or just trying to find somewhere or some way from I can be with you, you know, and I'm still a mom. So, I was just like, yeah. He was like, you probably ain't coming back out. I'm not gonna try. No, damn well, I probably wasn't coming back out. me wearing my emotions on my face, so it's horrible. But anyhow, so I go get my kid. And I go home. Me and my kid are in the house. Talking to my sister about the situation. And as I'm talking to her, I reach over to my left ear and I realize my earring is not in my ear. I said, just like that. As soon as I didn't feel it. She's like, what? My earring's missing. Now, I've lost a million earrings. Some cool earrings, earrings I really love, unique earrings, earrings I'll never get back. But these particular earrings, I favorite. They're in the shape of Africa. They're gold. I can't remember where I got them from, and I'm not trying to figure it out. Those are my favorite earrings. Like, those have to be found. So my sister was like, well, maybe they're, you know, in your car. I'm like, no, they're probably at the bush. Knowing this because I have dreads now, or locks. He has locks. Thinking about locks, earrings, chains, all that shit get caught up. I think I was hugging him. And something got caught up in his locks. Like, that's the only thing I don't like about locks. Shit just get caught up in locks. And I feel like my earring had to, and somehow probably got caught in my hair or his and fell out. So I'm like, no, we gotta be at the bush. I gotta go back. So I run damn near out the house. I tell my son, I'm like, yo, I lost my earring. I'm gonna go run back. Cause it's not far from my house to the spot where it was. You ride with me. He like, no. I'm like, it's gonna be real quick. Cool. So, go to my car, check my car just in case. It's not there. I called a few women that work at the Bush. One of them answered. She said she'll check in the morning, but I can't wait till the morning. She tells me that another worker's there. So I said, oh, well, okay, thank you. So I said, I'm going. Let me run over there real quick. So I run over there real quick. And as I'm, no jacket or anything, I literally ran out the house. A little too dramatic for me, but no jacket or anything. I just ran out the house, no wallet, nothing but my keys. So, get to the Bush, and as I'm parking or walking up, he's walking out. So, I didn't realize that he stayed. I thought he was leaving as well. So, I call him. I call him by his, like, fat name, because I can't remember what his name is. I can't remember if he gave me his name. Because in this lifestyle, that tends to happen all the time. So, I'm, like, calling him, and he's like, oh, you know, what's up? No, he didn't say what's up. He's kind of far up, and he looks back, and he's like, oh. I'm sorry, this damn truck, you see me? What the fuck? Oh, so he looks back, and I thought he stopped. I don't know. I just ran inside the Bush. That's what it was. I called his name, and I waved and ran back inside. So, I go inside, and I am, I'm sorry, this truck playing with me. I run inside the Bush, and I'm driving, by the way, so excuse the little in-between. But I run inside the Bush, find my earring. Thank God. I'm so happy. I'm just so happy. Like, whew. So, I come back out, and he's not out there. So I'm like, oh, he must have, you know, kept walking to his car, which is literally right on the next 100. I can see him. Well, I can see his car. So I called him. He didn't answer, but he's driving towards me, and he, like, flickered his lights to let me know he's about to pull over. So he comes, pulled over. So we're on 60th Street. 60th and Walnut, I guess, to be exact, but we're a little past Walnut, like very, because the Bush is on 60th Street, between Walnut and Locust. So we're closer to Walnut. We're like, he pulls over to like the corner of Walnut and 60th. So he's like, come on, get in. I'm like, well, my car is right there. Like, it's across the street, a little further up. He was like, yeah, I understand that, but get in. You don't have a jacket on. I'm like, you're right. So I get in the car, and we're talking, and he's just like, you know, I just want you so bad. I want you right now. Yada, yada, yada. I'm not trying to hear any of this because you don't eat coochie. And I don't think I can wrap my head around that. I mean, I am still turned on by him. I will say that. And I don't know. Next thing I know, I don't have a jacket or anything, so he goes in the bag, gets a jacket for me. Gives me his jacket. And next thing I know, I don't know how we get here, but he pulls out his penis. So it's given, a penis is pulled out. My mouth is usually going to go on it. Not all penises, let's make that clear. I'm fucking with you. Like, you pull your dick out, it's go time. So he pulls his dick out. I start, you know, giving him a head a little bit. So he's like, come on, man, let's just go back to the house. Let's go, let's go. I'm like, no, I don't think I can go. I have to get back to my kid. I don't know how we escalated to where we did, but next thing I know, he's taking off one of my boots, and he's like, take a pants leg out, take out a pants leg, pull down my drawers, and we're about to just fuck in the car. He does have tints. I don't even realize, and child, this is how bad I am as an exhibitionist. We're on 60th and Walnut. Granted, it's late at night, but this is one of the most busiest streets in West Philly. Of course, 52nd Street being the top, but 60th Street is a little on the busy side. Not as busy because it's late, but there are people walking by. There are people coming off the Bush. They're like, there are people outside. Granted, he has tents, but still, I don't know. I just know take your pants leg out, and I climb over and try to get on top of him. So I tried to ride him. And it didn't work that much. A little bit. It was a little bit. Did it for a little bit. He was like, no, you lay down. So he pushed the seat over back, had me lay back. And then he got in between the seat. Well, he got in front of me. And he's in the bottom of the seat. And baby, I want to say this is the best car sex I've ever had. Pussy not being eight, no. But he is good at what he does. He's good at stroking. He's good. Like, he definitely knows some shit. Like, he knows spots. When he was hitting new spots, like, so, I mean, them hips were going, baby. And I definitely came quite a few times. Squirted a little bit. I'm like, okay. He know what he doing. And I'm like, I told him, like, I did squirt, but I'm not the porn star squirter. I am more of the trickle down squirter. So we was going for a very long time, actually. And it's crazy because earlier he was like, yeah, before I left my girl, I fucked her for like 2 hours. And then I love sex. And I don't usually measure the time, but there isn't such thing as too long. And the fact that we was having car sex, we was in that bitch for a long time. Like, a very long time. I mean, we was doing missionary, though, because that's all we really could do. He's just talking his shit. He just kept saying, come on, let's go to the house. Let's go to the house. I can do a lot better in the bedroom. Well, you're doing great right now, baby. You are doing good. Ain't nothing wrong with what you're doing right now. I mean, yes, I would prefer more space. And I can definitely tell you, you'll be on some shit. And definitely I would love to do other positions. But this right here, it's good. It's relaxing. It feels good. That's all I can say. It felt good. We definitely kept having moments where we had to keep adjusting, and I had to keep scooting down. I'm like, oh my God, I'm tall. Like, the windows are fogging the fuck up. He kept the car on, the heat is on, but we're fucking, so it's getting hot in this bitch. So then he turned the air on, which was great. Which cleared the fog up, which had me like, ooh. I don't know if this car is rocking or not, but I think it is. I tried my best not to be loud. He said I was moaning loud. But I didn't think I was. He didn't see me in loud mode. But I don't think I was that loud. But it was fun. It's funny because this guy I walked by like 3 times. He was like, yo, this man keep walking by. I'm like, yeah, I seen him. I'm like, I'm sure he knows what we're doing. I'm sure everyone can tell what we're doing. Especially because the front tents aren't as dark as the sides. But it was just literally, I didn't give a fuck. I really didn't give a fuck. Literally, we're just fucking on 60th and Walnut in the car. Now, I'm like, anytime I've had car sex, we try to go to a discreet place to have sex. We're literally fucking on 60th and Walnut. Like, there's nothing discreet about what we're doing. We're parked in front of... Well, we were parked behind some cars. Across from us is a pizza shop. I think they were closed. But it's given, we're fucking on 60th and Walnut. Like, we're not on a back block. We're not on a side street. Like, we are not discreet. There are no trees. This is just straight out in the open. Like, what? I didn't think about it until after it was done. And I'm like, I just knew someone was gonna come knocking or standing by or lurking by, but I only seen that one man, so I don't know. We got done though. It's funny because, I mean, I didn't pull my pants up right away, and I mean, he didn't finish, but we was fucking for a long time. Like, I'm like, yo, he definitely could go a long time for you to be fucking me in the car like this, crazy. So he just, you know, sat back and we're talking, and like, his dick is still out. Cops pull up in a paddy wagon. So I was like, oh, shit. Right? And they're on the opposite side. So he was like, he like put his thing away. And I was like, yeah, let me fix my shit. He was like, yeah, because you just, like, I think I might have rolled the window down on my side, which I was on the passenger side. They were on his driver's side. I was like, you letting the whole world know. But I had only cracked it some. So I was like, roll the windows up. He was like, they probably got a call about a car rocket or something. I said, well, they could come check, because We clove now. Like, but that was my first thought. Because literally, we're on 60th Street. Like, if you're from Philadelphia and you know West Philly, you understand what I'm saying. Like, we were on 60th Street. It was a lot of business fronts on this street. People live in this neighborhood. Like, people walk the streets at night. Granted, like I said, it was given about 3 in the morning when we got done. But it's still, we really just fucked in this car. Like, we didn't try to hide, didn't try to go anywhere. We went from having a conversation to let's just try to fuck. Right there, right then and there where we are. Like, we didn't have no kind of sense of awareness. We just really didn't give a fuck. Which I like about him. He does have that I don't give a fuck personality. And I do like that about him. I mean, I like his personality in general. He's definitely a real cool dude. But the not eating coochie thing, I'm like, I don't know. That car sex wasn't a problem for me because it's in the car where I'm an exhibitionist. But if we go into the bedroom, which he kept asking me to go home, the whole time he fucking me, come on, let's just go home, come on. What we gotta do to get baby boy to be all right? Now, prior to us fucking, and he walked me to my car earlier, he was like, listen, I know you don't really know me like that, but I have a futon that I could pull out, and he can sleep on a futon or lay in the living room on a futon, and me and you can go in the room. I'm like, that won't work. Had my son been a lot younger, possibly, but he's 7. This little boy, Rosie the nosy neighbor, you could give him anything. He's like, I got an Xbox he could play. Like, he was trying to make this work. I'm like, the way my baby is set up, he loves his mama. And he don't like men around his mama. So the fact that me and you go in that room with the door closed, he's going to be knocking on the door. He can have everything he wants, food-wise, game-wise. He's going to keep knocking on the door. What y'all doing? Mom, I want you. Mom, I need you. Like, he's going to mom me to death. Like, the few times that I have for a man around him, he acts up. Like, and not as, like, a bad kid, but he don't like no man around his mama. At the end of the day, like, it's just me and him. So he was just like, you know, trying to like find solutions. And then the whole time he in my coochie, he in my pussy, he's just talking to me like, come on, what we gotta do? What we gotta do? And I'm just like, looking at his face and dreads, pulling his locks. It was a great time. Which makes me feel like I could fuck him without getting my coochie ate, but it has to be out in the public. It has to be exhibitionist type of shit. Like, we have to be out and about. I'm talking about maybe, like, I don't want to say, let me bar bathroom. I don't know. I have a list of things I want to do. So, shit. The Ferris wheel at the amusement park. It's like, we have to be somewhere out in public in order for me to be aroused and stay extremely aroused. Because eating a coochie is not just for the sake of, okay, I'm going to say, because this is a conversation we had about it. After we were done, we had a long conversation about it. He kind of basically feels like his dick is so good that he does not need to eat coochie. And that men that eat coochie dick isn't that great. And that's why they're doing it. Like, it's not a substitution thing. It's foreplay. It gets a woman going. And I'm like, at the end of the day, I already told you when we had our conversation, I mentioned to him, I've squirted, but I've only squirted from dick. I have never squirted from getting my coochie. It's only been penis that made me squirt. So it's not saying that your dick is not good. That's not what it's saying, but it's a part of sex. Boy, grow up. Like, and he's just like, so I'm like, the niggas that's at the top of my list, because we talking about that. He's like, where do you place me on your list? I'm like, I'll give you 3, like the third, especially for this with some good-ass car sex. So he was like, see, and I didn't even eat your coochie. He was like, I didn't eat your coochie, and we're not even in the bedroom. So I said, hold on, let me slow it down a little bit. And when I say you in the third place, I have some motherfuckers that's tied. Like, in the first place, it's like 3 motherfuckers that's sitting at the top. It's a few people sitting in the number 2 position, and you not in the third position by yourself. So he said, well, I'm like number 5, number 6. I'll let you say you're 5 or 6. But if we're technically being honest, maybe like 8 or 9. So At the end of the day, you didn't eat this coochie. If you want to bring yourself up, like, I'm like, and the niggas that's in the top spot, dick is fucking A fucking one. A1 dick, and they can eat some Gucci. Eat ass, it's just the whole package is there. Like, it's a full package. So, I really don't know how to make him understand that it's a part of sex. It's not a substitution for bad dick or okay dick. It's a part of sex. And I'm like, are you Jamaican? Like, because I need to know, what is your nationality? Like, what is your family lineage? So he was like, no, I'm Creole, and he's something else. And he pulled it up with showing me, because again, he's from Louisiana. Showed me, like, where his family come from and things like that. Like I said, he's a really cool dude. We're talking about things outside of sex. We busted up for a good minute. And it's just like, you know, it's getting late, and I was supposed to leave. I just left my baby. I ain't got no jacket on. Left my baby in the house. No keys. No wallet. I mean, I do have my keys. I'm sorry. No purse or anything. Like, at one point, I lost my earring again. I'm like, I came here for my earring, and then I lost it again. Like, I got to go home, but I got to get up in the morning. I have a doctor's appointment, you know. So he was like, can you just tell me what happened when you get in the house? If baby boy is up or not, let me know if you could. You know what I'm saying? Man, I went in the house. My baby's asleep. I'm calling him a baby, but he's not. But he's my baby. He's asleep. And I go to use the bathroom. I wake up. I'm on the toilet. Like, literally, I fell asleep on the toilet. And he texts me, asks me, was I coming back out? And I'm like, yo, I fell asleep. He was like, I did too. And it's just like, yeah, I ain't coming back out. But I'm like, originally, I asked him to meet me tonight because this is the next day. Sinner's Paradise is having an event. I'ma like promo a little bit. The event is Naughty Teachers, and y'all know that was my profession. I mean, just a couple months ago. So it's giving what? Miss Johnson, if you nasty, I'm coming. And I went, found me a leather mini skirt, got me a tie, like, so I'm like, you come there, whatever, we can fuck there. Because I'd fuck him. Like I said, I'd fuck him somewhere. I'd fuck him at Sinners. But to not eat coochie. And we talked about a lot of things. And, like, he would be a great friend, for sure. Like, he's new to lifestyle. He wants to go out, travel, which I like to do. And I'm always moving by myself. He's like, you ain't going nowhere by yourself anymore. So, like, I don't mind that. But for us, too. Had to have a sit down again because the not eating coochie, not eating ass. Come on, babe. Like, come on. You fucked the whole package up. And maybe he did this for a reason because, child, he is my type. And I'm talking to him, not even like with sex, just talking to him. And I was like, yeah, he is on a pattern of niggas, or likeness of niggas, that I usually deal with. Like, he is my type. Not just physically, but he's my type. And I'm like, it's probably a good thing he don't eat coochie, because I don't need to get too attached to this nigga. But one thing I do want is his girlfriend. He was like, just let me know, because I drag her ass up here. And her, I do want. I do want to try to freak both of them. But now I need to know, do she eat coochie? I mean, I don't see her wanting to be with a female and not eat coochie. That could possibly be a thing. I mean, if we have threesomes and she eat me out, I eat her out to substitute for him not eating coochie, that may work. Now that I'm thinking about it. Because I don't see her wanting to fuck me and not wanting my coochie, because that's the only thing we have as women. Like, I mean, he did ask me, have I ever worn a strap before it? And I was like, no, but I'll try it, you know? So, I mean, I could fuck her with a strap, but that can't be the only reason why she would want to be with a woman. That doesn't make sense to me. That she could just stick with him. But I don't know. We'll see. We will see. Like I said, that little person I know, it's something. It is something. But it's giving you also a fraudulent freak. I'm going to see how long I can rock with this. We going to figure it out. But I do like him as a person. He's really a cool dude. And I like his personality a lot. So that was, you know, my core sex. It was good. It was really good, actually. I said, them hips were moving, child. And it was just like, in ecstasy, I just kept like, I don't know what my face looked like. He said it was just so sexy. I don't know, but the shit felt great. Like, when it was moments when we was just giving each other this stare, like, I don't know, just like staring into my soul, I felt like for a moment, I'm staring into his, like, yes. And he was just like, great job taking this dick. Yes, I am. I mean, I had my moments. But I'll get a hand clap for me because I was taking that dick, okay? Y'all know I'm a big girl that can't take dick, but I love big dicks, and, I'ma still love them, like, that's just what it's gonna be. I don't see me ever going backwards, like, my entire youth, okay, that sounds bad, from the time I lost my virginity, 14, until about, I wanna say, when I met my sexual soulmate, I've been to him, but when we started having sex, it's like 20, I was about 24. So between that time, I'm not going to say I didn't have a big dick, because I did encounter big dicks. But big dicks that give amazing sex. So it was from, that's fucking 10 years of having sex and not getting what I wanted. Like I said, I ain't gonna say I didn't encounter a big dick in between those 10 years, because I did. They were far and few, though. Which made me ultimately change my type of men that I like. Because it was given, it gotta be a me thing. I'm not spotting out good big dicks. And I hear my friends and them talk about having big dicks and always, like, damn near having no issue fucking niggas with big dicks. And I'm like, I barely can find a nigga with a big dick. When I do, it's like a diamond in the rough. Like, thank you God for this rare gem. I'm like, what? But like I said, after I turned 24, my sexual soulmate, and then I went into the lifestyle, I don't have an issue finding a man with a nice size package. I don't talk to niggas who don't have nice size packages. Like, I mean, I'll talk to you as a person, you know, I'll entertain you, but I'm not trying to sleep with you. I'll do average size dicks. Don't get me wrong. I don't have any problem sleeping with a man with an average size penis. I will sleep with men with average size penises. But if it's giving like way too small, I'm not wasting my time. But if it's giving big, it's giving. Let me get that dick. Let me reel that shit in and hold on to it, okay? For dear life. So let me stop. I'm still acting like a kid in a candy store when it comes. Yeah, that's exactly how it would be. A kid in a candy store, when I see a nigga with a big dick, it'd be like, let me have you, please. Let me hold on to you. That's why I usually act out and it'd be giving porn star sex if I come across a nigga with a big dick. But, anyhow. It's the end of this episode. And not all big dicks, okay? Not all big dicks get sucked and fucked, okay? There's other things that play a part in the niggas that I fuck with. I do personalities and things like that. How nasty they are in the bedroom. All those things do matter to me. But that is all I have for this episode. Because it's a rant mode. I appreciate you guys for listening. Until next time.